Hi, this is a Judy Ogletree patient follow-up visit. Date of birth 3/14/1959, date of service 10/10/2023. The patient presents with the ongoing history of pain in the lower back, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain in the left, pain in the right shoulder with difficult time lifting the arm beyond 120 degrees. Pain level is around 7. And the lower back pain is radiating to the front of the two legs. The patient has received 3 epidural injections so far. She reports that she has not seen much benefit yet, and she reports the pain to be varying from 6 to 10. ADLs are affected 10, and please review the chart for rest of the ADLs, system review for the additional history, pain medications, response abuse and compliance history. The patient is being stable otherwise. She is doing a chiropractic treatment as well as physical therapy with lasers at United Rehab. She is also doing a home PT with a focus rehab. And she is referred to a psychiatrist at FX Wellness Center for managing her depression and anxiety. She's referred to a chiropractor also for acupuncture and massage. The patient has a childhood history of spina bifida for which surgery was done, and she has been limping ever since, and it has never got better. But however, she is so used to it in this kind of a gait that nothing else can be done at this time. Physical examination is blood pressure 138 over 73, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam should come from previous visit, which is 9/5/2023, dictation number 0908-049. The plan is to continue all the medications. Oh, her blood pressure is 138 over 73, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 99. The plan is to continue her medication, which has been reduced to once a day, Percocet 10, 325 once a day. 30 tablets are provided for her pain relief. And we continue another epidural injection in 2 weeks' time. She's continuing on Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day, Wellbutrin XR, 160 milligram daily, Lidocaine gel, 5% daily, Lyrica, 50 milligram 3 times a day, and Percocet, 10 over 325 once a day is provided. Other than that, patient is quite stable, and I have requested her to provide the information about her therapist. Thank you.